KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, high school volleyball play continued last night in action last evening. Class 3A, 4A, and 5A regional finals were held around the state. And taking a look at some of those results locally last night in 3A Region 2, Kemper Catholic moves on to state with a three-game sweep over Humboldt. And Red Oak also in Region 3 moves on to the state meet with a 3-1 win over Des Moines Christian. In Class 4A, Region 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton downed Carroll in 3 straight. In Region 2, Glenwood outlasting Lewis Central 3-2 to advance to the state meet. Also in Class 5A, Region 1, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln downs Ankeny Centennial in 3 straight as they move on to the state meet. The state meet pairings are already set now in those classes in Class 3A. Kemper Catholic is the 2 seed. They'll face Unity Christian in their first round match next week. Red Oak is the 3 seed, and they'll play Nevada in their first round matchup. Also, Class 4A, Glenwood is the number 8 seed. They'll play top seeded Sergeant Bluff Luton in first round action next week. And in Class 5A, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln earns the 5 seed, and they'll play 4th seeded Ankeny in their first round matchup next week at the state meet. Now, the rest of the state meet pairings will be set later tonight as the 1A and 2A regional finals are scheduled. In 1A action tonight in Region 2, the championship match is at Tri-Center High School in Neola, where St. Albert will face off against Riverside. We'll have that match for you tonight here on the radio, 7 o'clock. That gets underway. You can catch it with Chris Parks here on KJAN. Also in Region 1, in Class 1A rather, Region 3, the championship match at Fremont Mills High School has Sydney facing off against East Mills, also at 7 tonight. In Class 2A play, the Region 4 championship is at Saydell High School as Underwood will face off against Grundy Center. That's a 7 o'clock match this evening. Also in Class 2A, Region 5, the championship match is at Knoxville High School, where Nottoway Valley will face Van Buren. That's a 7:30 start time tonight. Those winners all earning trips to the state tournament. Well, Black Cat did nothing to jinx the Dallas Cowboys at the Meadowlands Monday night. Dak Prescott threw 2 of his 3 touchdown passes in a 21-point fourth quarter that carried the Cowboys to a 37-18 win over the Giants. Prescott hit Blake Jarwin for a 42-yard touchdown in the final minute of the first half to cut into New York's 12-3 lead. The Cowboy QB added a 15-yarder to Michael Gallup and a 45-yarder to Amari Cooper in the fourth to clinch the victory. Jordan Lewis scored on a 63-yard fumble return in the final seconds for the 5-3 Cowboys. That game was stopped for just a few minutes while a cat scampered onto the field during a Giants drive in the second quarter. The feline darted toward the end zone and made an elusive beeline toward the camera platform before running up the tunnel to the cheers of the big crowd. New York is now 2-7 following its 5th straight loss. Iowa State returns to the spot of a breakthrough win in 2017 when they visit 9th-ranked Oklahoma. 2 years ago, the Cyclones stunned the 3rd-ranked Sooners 38-31, and they'd go on to post 8 wins in Matt Campbell's second season as the head coach.
You're constantly talking about what you're going to do and then finally having the ability to put some proof to maybe the vision that you have for your program. And you know, I think that football season in general for us allowed us to put some proof into the vision that we thought we would have for where Iowa State football could be and could go.
Quarterback Brock Purdy had 3 interceptions in the fourth quarter of a loss to Oklahoma State, and Campbell expects the sophomore to bounce back with a strong effort.
He's had the unique ability to come back on Sunday or Monday and be ready to practice and get better and grow from it. And I think that's what's allowed him to be a really special player, and I think it's what will allow him to continue to be a really special player. So he had a great week, and you know, I expect him to only continue to grow and get better.
Campbell says the first priority of the bye week was to get some rest and then get healthy.
Number two was correct maybe some of those areas that we needed to correct that maybe we weren't as good as we needed to be, you know, through that stretch run of things. And then obviously, you know, getting ready for an opponent. So I think you took all three of those things into the bye week and, you know, tried to shore all three of those things up the best you could.
That's a primetime matchup coming up on Saturday, Iowa State at Oklahoma from Norman, 7 o'clock kickoff time. Speaking of kickoffs, the Iowa State-Texas football game on November 16th at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames has been set. That'll be a 2:30 kickoff time. That game will be televised on Fox Sports 1. Well, Joe Wieskamp led 5 Iowa players in double figures with 19 points as the Hawkeyes beat Lindsey Wilson College 96-58 last night in exhibition play. After redshirting a year ago, C.J. Frederick made his Hawkeye debut with 18 points, including 4 of 5 from three-point range.
My last game was the high school state championship. And, you know, I've just been waiting for this moment for a really long time. First shot went in, and I knew it felt pretty good, and then guys were finding me. We have a really unselfish group. I love playing with everybody, and that's just kind of the way I play. I don't like to do anything stupid. I don't like to turn the ball over. I just like to kind of go with the game, go with the flow, and make plays.
Hawkeyes had 26 assists on their 34 baskets.
We have a really unselfish group, and when we have guys that like to share the ball, you're going to tend to get on runs. And then guys, when people are hot, they're going to find you. And that happened to be me and then Joe. So we were finding Joe later.
Iowa opens up the regular season on Friday night. Iowa State will be without two freshmen when they open the season Tuesday night at home against Mississippi Valley State. Marcinus Leach and Luke Anderson informed Coach Steve Prohm that they are leaving the team.
I met with Luke last night and Marcinus this morning, and they've made a decision to transfer and go find somewhere else to play and continue their education. And so I'll support those guys and do what they need from my end to help them. And so I appreciate their efforts.
Prohm says both intend to transfer.
There's a lot that accompanies playing here, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, being great community, the classroom, the court. I mean, you know, we've had a great run. We've had great guys come through here. And so, like I told both of them, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can for the number one guy, the 13th guy. If they need my help, I'll do whatever I can to help those guys.
And Prohm says he wants to see the Cyclones play the right way in their opener coming up tonight. Iowa State sophomore Tyrese Halliburton is one of 50 players named to the watch list for the 2020 Citizen Naismith Trophy Men's Player of the Year Award. Halliburton, a preseason All-Big 12 selection, played in all 35 games as a freshman and became one of just four freshmen in college basketball since 1992-93 to post 125 assists, 50 steals, 30 blocks, and averaging 6.8 points, 3.6 assists, 3.4 rebounds, and a steal and a half. The Oshkosh, Wisconsin native won a gold medal last summer for USA Basketball's men's U19 World Cup team. At the tournament, he was named to the All-Star 5. Halliburton and the Cyclones open up this evening in Hilton Coliseum against Mississippi Valley State with a 7 o'clock tip-off. In baseball news, if Madison Bumgarner decides to leave the San Francisco Giants this winter, his new team will have to pony up at least a draft pick. The Giants have made a $17.8 million qualifying offer to the 30-year-old left-hander, who is 119-92 with a 3.13 ERA in 11 seasons with the ball club. San Francisco would receive at least one draft pick from any team that signs Bumgarner before next year's draft, a compensation rule that caused pitchers Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell to wait until after the draft to sign 2019 contracts. The 30-year-old Bumgarner went 9-9 with a 3.90 ERA over 34 starts this year after two injury-shortened seasons. Red Sox designated hitter J.D. Martinez has decided to keep his contract with the Red Sox instead of becoming a free agent again. The 32-year-old slugger has averaged just short of 40 homers and 118 RBIs in his two seasons with Boston. The Yankees have declined to make a $17.8 million qualifying offer to shortstop D.D. Gregorius, which means they won't receive draft pick compensation if he signs with another team. Gregorius came back from Tommy John surgery in early June and hit .238 with 16 homers and 61 RBIs in 82 games. Elvis Andrews is staying with the Rangers after the shortstop passed up on a second chance to opt out of his contract and become a free agent. Andrews has $43 million and 3 years left on his contract in Texas. The Brewers have cut $15 million in payroll for next season by trading right-hander Chase Anderson to the Toronto Blue Jays and declining a $7.5 million option on first baseman Eric Thames. The Pirates exercised their 2020 options on pitcher Chris Archer and center fielder Starling Marte. Former All-Star Danny Salazar has become a free agent after refusing an outright assignment to the Cleveland Indians' AAA team in Columbus. Also, the Cubs have declined their $5 million option on reliever David Phelps. The 33-year-old righty was 2-1 with a save and 3.18 ERA in 24 appearances with the Cubs after being acquired from Toronto at the trade deadline. Angels outfielder Mike Trout, Astros third baseman Alex Bregman, and Athletic shortstop Marcus Semien are finalists for the AL MVP award. Nationals third baseman Anthony Rendon, outfielder Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, and Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich are the top three for the National League award. Houston's Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander are finalists for the AL Cy Young award, along with Tampa Bay's Charlie Morton. Mets ace Jacob deGrom is a finalist for the National League Cy Young Award after getting 29 of 30 first-place votes last year. He's competing with the Nationals' Max Scherzer and the Dodgers' Hyun-Jin Ryu. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, Atlanta right-hander Mike Soroka, and San Diego shortstop Fernando Tatis are all finalists for the National League Rookie of the Year. Houston designated hitter Yordan Alvarez, Tampa Bay second baseman Brandon Lowe, and Baltimore left-hander John Means are the top candidates in the AL. The Yankees' Aaron Boone, Minnesota's Rocco Baldelli, and Tampa Bay's Kevin Cash are finalists for the American League Manager of the Year. Atlanta's Brian Snitker is a finalist to win the National League Award for the second straight season, joined by Milwaukee's Craig Counsell and Mike Schilt of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the IndyCar Series have been sold to Penske Entertainment Corporation in a stunning announcement that relinquishes control of the iconic Speedway from the Hallman family after 74 years. The Speedway spun off multiple other subsidiaries, including the IndyCar Series and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Productions, which are also part of that deal to Penske Entertainment. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.